leader!
Order, order.
Protesters, petitioners and parliamentarians all converged on the House this week, making full use of the facilities, the roof, the front steps, the debating chamber and the committee rooms where, as Rhys Lyon reports, tempers frayed as opposition MPs were frustrated in their efforts to discover whether the government's payments to a Saudi Arabian businessman was, as they claimed, a bribe or, as the government maintained, a creative resolution to a problem caused by the previous Labour government's imposition of a ban on live sheep exports.
This is farcical, Mr. Chair. We started off with a line of questioning around Saudi Arabia. We know that this is in the news. David Parker surely is able to have a supplementary on the narrative that the Minister provided and follow up on it. Instead, we jump now to a completely different subject. You're obviously being paid to sort of cover for this man over here.
Point of order.
It's outrageous. It's actually outrageous.
David, just settle down, bro.
Just settle down, bro. National MP David Bennett's advice to Labour's David Shearer during the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee's budget review of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Mr. Shearer's comments were aimed at committee chairman, National MP Mark Mitchell, after his attempts to shut down supplementary questions on the Saudi farm deal from Mr. Shearer's colleague, David Parker. Having no luck with his scrutiny of Mr. McCulley in the committee rooms, David Parker later sought to put questions to the minister in the chamber, though it was soon apparent that that wasn't likely either.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, the Honourable David Parker.
I seek leave to carry my question over to another day, given that the minister who was at select committee this morning
order,
is not in the House.
The latter part only damages the point of order that's made. Leave has been sought to transfer this question to the next sitting day. Is there any objection? There is. Order. Order.
Also absent from the chamber on Thursday when four Greenpeace activists spent the day on the roof of the House protesting at the government's response to climate change was the Minister for Climate Change Issues, Tim Grosser. He had been available the previous day to answer questions which, as the Greens' Kevin Hague complained to the Speaker, had been set down to be answered by the Minister of Health.
Mr. Speaker, this is a question that is primarily around the health consequences of climate change, and competent as a minister, as I'm sure Mr. Grosser is, he is not an expert in health services. He is not in a position to answer supplementary questions about those issues.
But the Speaker, David Carter, ruled that the government had the right to redirect questions around its ministers. Sharing the workload of answering Thursday's climate change questions with Jonathan Coleman, the Minister for the Environment, Nick Smith, also faced this question on Tuesday from the Greens spokeswoman on water, Catherine Delahunty.
Is it okay for a government-owned farm operator to sacrifice the health of the Waikato River for increased dairy production in the upper catchment while displacing a carbon sink with yet another source of greenhouse gas emissions?
Nick Smith said the government's role was confined to one of regulation.
And that is why we have put in place a national policy statement and minimum water quality standards that the Waikato Regional Council is required to implement into the regional plan.
An appeal for the government to do more than regulate was nevertheless the subject of a petition presented before Tuesday's question time, and that was one of two petitions that the clerk read out on Tuesday.
The petition of the Honourable Marion Street and 8,974 others requesting that the House investigate public attitudes towards the introduction of legislation which would permit medically assisted dying in the event of a terminal illness or an irreversible condition which makes life unbearable.
Petitions are allocated to select committees according to their subject, and this one has gone to the Health Select Committee. And it'll be interesting to see whether members of the Health Committee, if required to vote on what to do with the petition, will be able to exercise a personal or conscience vote. And that became an issue in the Chamber this week, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Debate on members' bills on Wednesday saw just one bill pass its first reading, while three were voted down. One of the unsuccessful was Winston Peters' Super Gold Health Check Bill, which had a close call when it came to its final vote, as announced by Deputy Speaker Chester Burrows.
Members, the ayes are 60, the noes are 61.
But that was too narrow a margin for Mr. Peters, who called for a personal vote, where individual MPs must come to the chamber in person in order for their votes to be counted.
There have been times in the past where people have given the vote. It goes back a long time and not been here. And I've got example where one night three people didn't make it here. in the south, but they were counted, and then was found out they weren't here. I think, sir, that close on an issue so critical, we should have a personal vote.
But Mr. Peter's reasoning didn't convince the Deputy Speaker.
The member will recall that in this House, especially under MMP, votes have often been close. And I'm not going to call a personal vote on the basis of closeness.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. More details on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.